Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. You're listening to the second hour of Current Issues, the radio show coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm assuming Mark's still patiently listening.
Yes, I am.
You know, it's extremely important to bring in this factor of, is Iran a threat to the Arab world? And yesterday there was a conference in Bahrain. Robert Gates was involved in this, and very much they continued to hammer the fact that the Gulf states, the Arab states, need a missile shield program that the United States need to sell them so they can defend themselves from the Iranian threat. Now, for the average listener out there, they might think that Iran would be a threat to the Arab world, but for people who are involved in this business, know that the only threat the Arab world has comes from Israel, not from the Iranians. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Well, I mean, just yes?
Hey, I know better. I know better. When you're on a roll, I need to just step to the side and let you do your dance.
Well, you see, the thing is, the first segment is only a few minutes, and you think you want to get involved in the heavy stuff. But then,
afterwards,
you know, that music is going to come and cut your
thoughts. That's
off.
That's right.
And it kind of it distorts everything you want to say. So I was hoping I was going to get more than just a yes from you. Maybe
Yes. I am your yes man, am I not?
No, you're not. Now, listeners going to think you're the master.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
You're going to think. No, you're gonna think. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Probably the listener's saying, well, somebody go ahead. We're tired of this. But to be, you know, frank with everybody out there, as some of you who know me know that I come from that part of the world, I have lived my first 18 years, the first 18 years of my life in that part of the world, and I do go there. I kept in touch very well. I still have family there. I am involved in the political, arena when it comes to the Middle East. So I know all the players, and I know for a fact that Iran was never and will never be a threat to any Arab country. But the fact is, Israel needed to create this perception that Iran was a threat to the Arab countries in order for Israel to be seen as a defender of these Arab countries. And this is what we're going to get into when we come back from the break and talk about this particular relationship, because we know for a fact that Cheney last year went to Saudi Arabia and he asked them to form a camp, an alliance with Israel against Iran. The next day, George Bush was in Amman, Jordan, meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan, and he very much asked him to do the same thing. Of course, they asked Egypt to do the same thing, and all these countries said, hell no, we can't go with this plan because our people will kill us if we make an alliance with Israel while Israel's still killing the Palestinians. This is what we're going to talk about when we come back from the break, so we will be right back, and of course we welcome your phone call.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, there are a lot of benefits to this chat room because really, I love it when people in this chat room actually get involved with the program and write some information that we can actually use. Like, for instance, one of the people in the room wrote about the Manama Dialogue Conference, which was, you know, it was yesterday. It's in Manama, Bahrain, where it was more mainly for the security of the Gulf states, et cetera, et cetera. And Robert Gates was asked if Israel's nuclear program posed any threat to the region. Now, remember, Israel has about 400 nuclear bombs, and Israel is the only enemy of the Arabs, and the Arab states is the only known enemy. It's the only enemy that's been there for a long, long time of the Arabs. And Robert Gates was asked if these nuclear bombs that Israel has, if it poses a threat to the region, and he replied, no, he did not think it did. And of course, the reaction from all of these government officials from the Middle East was laughter. They laughed. I mean, the room, it was just people laughing. And this answers part of Brian's question, or Byron's question: is Iran if it poses any threats to the Arab world? Of course, the answer is no. It never did. And Iran never waged a war on anybody. But Israel has waged wars on her neighbors many, many times. So if there's anybody that we need to be aware of, and it will be Israel. And shame on Robert Gates to answer and defend the Israeli nuclear program when they have 400 bombs and they are proven to have waged wars on their neighbors, than trying to accuse Iran of being the enemy of the Arab world. But why would Iran, why do we see, and you hear a lot of people talking about Iran being an enemy to the Arab countries? Because this particular point is extremely important for Israel. If Israel can somehow convince the Arabs that Iran is their enemy, and if Israel somehow can get the Iranians to actually become the enemies of Israel, and Israel has done a great job on getting Iran to say some statements, like the, some of the statements that Ahmadinejad had made, and one of the most famous statements that he supposedly said, but he said he did not say it, not the way it was translated in into English, and especially carried out in the American and Western press, that Ahmadinejad wants to wipe out Israel off the face of the map. You will hear a lot of people talking about taking that statement and saying Ahmadinejad and Iran wants to annihilate Israel, destroy Israel, and wipe it off the face of the earth, which he did not say that. But how many times did you see this statement in the news and in the Western media again and again and again, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times, because it created this picture of Iran being the enemy of Israel, and it created this picture of Iran wanting to have more of a regional power over the Arabs. So if we can get one enemy to be the enemy of the Arabs and the enemy of Israel, then the enemy of my enemy is my friend, even though Israel is an Arab enemy. But if we can create a situation there where these Arab states can actually look at Israel in a favorable sense, the, as an Israel as the defender and the protector of these Arab states, then these Arab states would go along and form an alliance with Israel. Now, the main point that Israel wanted to accomplish out of this, the main objective, the main reason they are doing this whole thing, is to basically for Israel to be looked upon as just another state in the region, just as a state, just as Egypt, just as Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iraq, and Israel. Israel wants to be a state within that region, and with it, destroying and killing the Palestinians every day and destroying their homes and building this wall that is choking the life out of all Palestinians, the Arab countries cannot go along with this plan. As I mentioned in the first hour, that Cheney, actually the beginning of this hour, Cheney and Bush at the same time were in the Middle East. One was in Saudi Arabia, the other was one in Jordan, and they tried to get these countries to form this alliance with Israel, and those countries told them, no, we will not. Now, but they did do something for the Americans, though. Their media, the government, the official media of these states started speaking about Iran in a derogatory manner, which fueled the feelings, the emotions of the Arab people towards Iran in a very negative way. And they had succeeded to a certain degree. But I can tell you, from what happened with this national intelligence estimate, that everybody in the Middle East, everybody all in the Arab countries, they are rejoicing this fact that now the United States does not have a reason to hit Iran. Number two, all the lies that we heard from Israel and the United States about Iran going nuclear and Iran wanting to destroy or take over or control some of these Arab states, it was all nothing but a lie. So right now, we have the Arabs and the Iranians getting much closer together, and they have discovered the truth that Israel wanted to put in their heads that Iran was an enemy. And last week's conference, the Gulf Cooperating Council that met a summit last week, six Arab countries, mainly the Gulf countries, they have met and invited Ahmadinejad to speak. It took place in Doha, Qatar. Ahmadinejad spoke in that, the president of Iran, spoke in that summit. It was the first time in history that the Arabs have invited a sitting Iranian president to speak in that summit, and he did. He was received by Saudi Arabia and all these Arab countries as a statement. He was received. They gave him the respect that a president of a country should have. And to answer Byron's question, is there an enemy or is Iran a threat to the Arab world? It is not, but they wanted it to have it that way. So some closeness can take place between Israel and the Arab world.
Now, Hisham, let me ask you this. I was not aware of this development that you just cited where these leaders laughed at Gates. Now, that is something of a bold move. I have never seen anything or heard of anything like that on the part of these Arab leaders towards an American official as important as the Secretary of Defense. It sounds to me like this NIE report that has just been released and the fact that Iran is basically on top of the world along with Russia on this, it sounds to me like what we may be witnessing here is that the entire New World Order, New American Century is coming crashing down, and that you will see an alliance taking place even among these Arab nations that are run by governments friendly to the United States, that you'll see an alliance taking place between all of the Middle East and Russia, and that you may actually see these Arab governments begin to bite the hand that feeds them.
Well, as far as the new American century, I believe we are seeing the end of the new American century and the neocons' plan for this new American century. I never seen a century to last only 4 years, but you know, leave math alone. I thought a century was 100 years, but it looks like that the new American century and those who wrote it will be going down the drain very soon. It's not going to be an overnight thing, but I guarantee you the American people are now more aware of what is going on. They are more aware now that, you know what, you lied to us the first time when you went and attacked Iraq. We found out later on that Iraq was not a threat to us. We're not too happy with you lying to us. And now we are catching you in the same lie because Iran did not have any nuclear weapons program that it was working on. And thank God that this thing came out now. It would have been a total disaster if we went and attacked Iran. Now, let's not talk about what the reaction of the Russians will be or anybody else's for that matter, but if we did go and killed hundreds of thousands or millions of Iranians with these nuclear bombs that we have, then we find out that they really did not have a program for weapons, for nuclear weapons, then just imagine how the average American would feel at that time that they lied to us, they are killing these people around the world in our name. Our name, the name that we had built for over 200 years, the reputation that we had built, it took many, many lives, many of our soldiers' lives to die for this freedom that we have, the freedom that we are losing every day just because some of our government officials decide to lie to us. So this is, I think, what is happening right now, Mark, is the people in the United States are going to wake up, hopefully, and see that this It's not our government that is in control. It's another government that is in control. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you are listening to Current Issues, the radio show. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. What really is happening right now with Israel is Israel was hoping, number one, to accomplish two things. Number one, if we can get the Arabs to look at Iran as an enemy, and if we can get Iran and Israel to look like enemies, then Israel will defend the Arab states against Iran. And Israel really wanted to accomplish this by actually having the United States to attack Iran for Iran, because the Arab states would have to side up with one side, either the Iranian side or the American side. But if we have this whole thing based upon Iran's nuclear bombs and the threat to the Arab countries, and taken into consideration the political relationship between the Arab countries and the United States, which is mainly a puppet regimes for the United States, then we can say that Iran would retaliate against some of these Arab countries if, in fact, Iran was attacked. Because the Arab countries, especially in the Gulf area, are very much a vital interest to the United States. So Iran would attack these Arab countries, and that's exactly what Israel wanted to see happening. They wanted to see an attack on Iran so Iran can retaliate. Then Israel gets in on the side of the Arabs to defend, because remember, Israel has some technologies that we don't even have, military technology that we don't even have here. So Israel would step in and tell the Arabs that you can use our missile shields. We will bring in our missile shields to protect you. And with Israel joining in the fight, then Israel becomes just another brethren state to these Arab regimes in the attack of Iran. But with this report coming out, the possibilities of actually an attack on Iran by the United States is diminishing. And
go ahead.
And if, thank God for the cough button. And
I wish I had one of those.
So if that scenario, and that's the scenario that Israel wanted to see, because at that time, then the Arab countries would not care about what Israel is doing with the Palestinians, even if it moves and forces all of them out and takes control and takes over the whole land there and kills the Palestinians, then these Arab countries are not going to say much when they are themselves under the threat of an Iranian attack, if actually Iran was attacked. But now we are seeing the word out there that Israel might actually attack Iran on its own, because their ambassador in London, he said that he gave warning to Iran that they need, and this was just yesterday, that they need to stop their weapons program, that we don't buy this intelligence report, that they don't have a weapons program. The American intelligence community is wrong. We know that Iran has a weapon program, and they better stop it or they will face confrontation. This just happened last night. So we see that the Israeli plan is really coming to an end, because I don't foresee, taking into consideration the Russians' interference in this political and military move by the United States, then there is nothing for us, even if Israel wants to force us to attack Iran so it can accomplish its own objectives. But when it comes to that, this will take place with the destruction of the United States economy and with the destruction of the United States social fabric, then the United States decided, you know what, now you can, I don't know who decided it. Now you think the president is not involved in it, that's fine. It doesn't really matter who decided this, but the decision was to back off the war, bring this report out to the public. It will be our defense in the face of the neocons and AIPAC that, hey, we had the intention to go and destroy Iran, but look what happened. Now with this report, we can't do it. We don't have a reason to do it. And that's when it comes the idea of a false flag operation somewhere to get this whole thing. Israel cannot stand idle. It cannot stand and see this thing happening and taking place. It's got to do something to bring the world back on the same track, bring the United States back on the track of attacking Iran. And we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are discussing the National Intelligence Estimate that came out a few days ago. Mark, are you ready? I'm going to blow your theory out of water.
Which theory is this?
What did Vice President Cheney say about the NIE?
Now, wait a minute. You're trying to steal my thunder here, and I'm not going to let you do that. You didn't even know what Cheney said until I told you. Now, Cheney
exactly,
was
exactly. Exactly. So tell me what Cheney said about the accuracy of the report.
The last report that I read, quoting Cheney, said that he said that the report is probably accurate.
Now, with somebody like Cheney making that statement, what does that tell you? What does that say?
Well, before I answer that, let me read something to you, and this is Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Whenever the Vice President and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the President is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president.
Okay. Now you are taking us into left field, but
no, I'm not. What I just quoted here is this section of the 25th Amendment. Is that this very curious statement on the part of Cheney and Bush's irrational behavior? What we may be witnessing here is a coup d'état in its early stages. Cheney is
the implementer, the planner, and the executor of the irrationality of George Bush. So how
That's
could
exactly
that even?
Right. But it may very well be that what we're seeing take place here is that Cheney, in collusion with the cabinet members and with the Congress, is planning on making himself president.
Okay, that needs to be discussed next week because
now listen, we're not going to wait 2 years, Ari. See, because 2 years ago, I hate to say I told you so, but 2 years ago, I was telling you that Russia was going to be the factor that decided whether or not we went to war in Iran. And you said, oh, you're crazy. And 2 years later now, you're trying to claim my theory as yours. So are we going to have to wait two years?
You're not even claiming to be a valid theory. I'm telling you, we backed off because of the possibility of military confrontation with Russia, which I disagreed with you 2 years ago. You're right. But now I'm saying this is why we backed off.
You know who said that? Do you know who put that little idea in your head about 6 days ago? It was me. I said the reason that this thing came out was to avoid the United States getting involved in a war with Russia. And you said, oh, you're crazy.
But Mark, what we are discussing here is this report, and you're saying that some type of a rebellious or some people who were because of their thoughts of their families and friends, they brought this report out, and I'm saying no. This was the only way out for the United States is to back off from this crazy war that it was intended against Iran.
Yeah, and, that's right.
And the statement by Cheney when he said that this report is probably right, this confirms my theory that they knew it. They knew that this was their only way out, and they allowed it to go out there. I guarantee you, with this day and age that we are facing with this fascism in the White House, no one will dare to put out a statement like that unless it was approved by Dick Cheney and the president. And for Dick Cheney to make that comment, Dick Cheney wanted this report out. The president wanted this report out. Now, they can publicly to pacify and satisfy their Zionist masters, they would have to throw a fit that, hey, we don't like it. You know, this is crazy. Iran's still a threat. Iran's still that, just to show and pacify these people. But deep down inside, they know that if we went with this war, then we are going to be going down in history. Well, of course, they will be going down in history as the worst president and vice president, but I think it was our way to get out of this mess that we are in, and we backed off.
I'm telling you, President Bush still intends to go forward with this as much as he can. And what is happening is that the cabinet and certain members of the intelligence community and members of Congress understand that this lunatic has got his finger on the button, and they are making preparations to remove him from office by employing the 25th Amendment.
I don't see it that way, because the one who would be implementing this is Dick Cheney, and Dick Cheney will not go. He is. I mean, how could Dick Cheney, when he is the one that committed all these atrocities, it was not George Bush.
Maybe I understand George that,
maybe George Bush's signature was on the orders, but the orders came from the vice president's office. Everything that took place came from the vice president's office. It did not come from the White House.
There is something else out there.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I understand that. You are right. But I would imagine that the powers that be have said, listen, removing the president and vice president simultaneously would be too much of a blow to what is already a very unstable situation. And they have probably gone to Cheney and they said, look, we need to remove Bush before he initiates this war. We are going to put you in as vice president. You better play ball with us. Otherwise, we're going, I mean, let's not forget the intelligence community. I'm sure that it has all kinds of embarrassing things that it could reveal about Dick Cheney if Dick Cheney were not to play ball. So this idea that they have to get this idea that they have to get permission from Bush and Cheney before they can release any information, that's not true. Just look at what J. Edgar Hoover was able to do in his position as the director of the FBI, and that is nothing compared to the abilities of all these investigative intelligence agencies when it comes to the private lives of the president and vice president.
Okay. The vice president is a very old man who has 1 year to go in power. It's going to take them more than a year just to politically maneuver what you are thinking about to actually implement it, and it becomes a plan that they can implement. I don't see it. I see it far-fetched. It's not going to happen. I don't think there will be. I mean, that's fine. The 25th Amendment or whatever, but I don't see it happening in this administration, and I don't see Cheney exonerating himself completely from what took place. I just don't see it.
If he does not lighten up, and if it looks like he is going to push forward with this, I mean, don't forget, we're talking about a man.
Why are you saying that Cheney does not? It was Cheney who wanted to push for this war more than George Bush.
It is Cheney who
is making the statements. It is Cheney who wanted this war. It is Cheney that is controlled more by the Zionist than actually George Bush is.
George Bush is not out of his mind. They have lost control of him. And if he intends upon going forward with this thing, and by I say they have lost control of him, what I'm saying is when his own intelligence agencies tell him that there's no reason for us to be going to war against Iran, and yet he is still pushing forward with this thing, that means that they have lost their ability.
Who said he's pushing forward for it?
All of the news reports are Bush saying nothing has changed with regards to American policy with regards to Iran.
Well, he has to say that. He has to say that, but that does not mean that he's still pushing for the war. You know, this is for domestic consumptions. What you are seeing on the news, what you are seeing, the White House behavior, Condoleezza Rice behavior, George Bush's behavior, this is for domestic consumption and also to satisfy the masters that are basically pushing for this war. But that does not mean that he himself wants this war to go on.
If he were a willing player in all of this, he would come forward and he would address the nation and he would say, well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, our intelligence services have spoken and they have said that Iran is not a threat to us. And, you know, these people work for the benefit of the United States and therefore we have to believe that they're correct. And therefore, Iran game is off, but he's not doing that.
Politics does not work that way. Maybe a church things work that way. Politics don't work that way. But actually, the speech that George Bush should have said, or he should say, is we came to a cross in the road where Russia was there ready to interfere with us militarily, this confrontation between us and the Russians would be a disaster on everybody, including us. Therefore, we are backing off. That's the speech that George Bush should say. But things don't happen that, oh, you know what, our intelligence service is saying that Iran does not have, so therefore, okay, we are packing our bags and leaving, headed towards the, back to the United States. It does not happen. It does not work that way. And it does not work where they will be honest with people. When has a president or a government ever been honest with people and letting them know exactly what was happening until 20 or 30 years down the road when somebody writes a book saying that the Russians had their armies were ready, their fighters were ready, their nuclear bombs were ready to interfere in this war if the Americans actually would have continued with this war. Now, the president of the United States is not going to come out and say, okay, because how do you think the United States is going to be looked upon in the world that they backed off, they were defeated? How do you think this news is going to play? It's not going to play well.
Look, you're making the mistake of assuming that George Bush is a normal man, okay? He is not. He's a very unstable individual. He doesn't think rationally, and you are applying all of these things to the behaviors of a rational person, and he's not. You can tell by listening to him. This is a guy who thinks that God whispers into his ear and that he has been sent here to do battle, to lead the battle of good against evil. Now, you're dealing with somebody who has an apocalyptic, messianic mindset, okay? And he is not going to simply walk away from this thing and say, well, I guess their royal flush beats my pair of jokers on this. He's not going to do that. He's already demonstrating by his rhetoric now that he's not going to do it. So would not make any assumptions.
Somehow, Mark, I really believe that what took place was in agreement with everybody. Everybody was forced to take this direction. The Americans were forced to take this direction. The Israelis were forced to take this direction with whoever is controlling the powers. You know, we always say the powers that be is in control, and I guarantee you the powers that be is still in control, and they will not let something like this spoil the game for them. This is the direction that they want this game to go, and that's what they have done. Regardless of what George Bush is going to say, regardless of what Cheney is going to say, regardless of what Israel is going to say, regardless of what the Arabs, the Iranians, the Russians, everybody, whatever was about to happen, it did not happen because whoever is in control wanted it that way. And this is their way of redirecting this whole policy towards Iran in this direction, or this whole policy in the world, because this is not just Iran and the United States. This is the whole world. And whoever is in control, still in control, and this thing came out because these people wanted it to come out.
Well, you know what? I hope that you're right and that I'm wrong, but in the end, crazy people do crazy things. We have already seen the evidence of this, particularly in the last 50 years, and I don't believe that Israel is going to simply let this thing just go by the wayside. And I mean, what is their motto? Never forget. And they did not ramp up this thing for taking place this far, and that they're just going to simply walk away from the table when they lose.
Who said they are walking away? They are taking a different direction. They're probably calming things down because they came to realize that it's going to be a huge mess. Let's take a break. And the only way you take a break is by forcing something. You throw a monkey wrench in the middle of this whole thing and you redirect it somewhere else.
Okay. All right. Then if I understand what you're saying here, what you're saying is, Israel is going to start this whole business up again in a couple of years.
Everybody is going to start their own business because this is what everybody is looking after himself. except the United States. We are looking after the interest of the Israelis because we are forced to put our interest on the back burner and the Israelis' interest in front of us. Every country in the world is going to do what is good for them. Don't expect the Iranians to care about the American interest. The Iranians going to look after their interest. The Arabs going to look after their interest. The Israelis going to do the same thing. Every country, Russia, don't think Russia is doing what it's doing because they love the Iranians. No, because it is their vital interest and their vital interest to do what they're doing. Except the United States of America, we are doing what is in the best interest of Israel, and not even though it's harmful to our interest, we still do it. But it came to a point where this whole thing was not going the way the powers that are controlling this whole thing wanted it to go. Probably the United States took, and you see, this is another thing. Why did the United States take so long to act when the opportunity was there to attack Iran? Well, I see the break coming up, so we'll be gone for a couple of seconds, and we will be right back. When we come back, I want to talk about something private. Spy agencies that Bush wants to do.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Oh.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We only have a few minutes left, so I don't want to waste any of it. But from the chat room, someone saying, why do Tilawi and Glenn wear these Zionist blindfolds? The whole Iran war has become a decoy operation. The dollar has plunged, et cetera, et cetera. And Murdoch has taken over Wall Street. I think, you know, we were probably the first years ago to talk about the dollar and the devaluation of the dollar. And the real war that was taking place was not in Iraq, but it was the economic war on the dollar. And I think we have talked many, many times about the dollar, how it is the attack on the dollar is going to be the one that will eventually destroy our whole economy and the country after that. But this, we might talk about this next week, Mark, but there's a report out there that the Bush administration is launching a new government agency that will rely heavily on private security contractors to conduct surveillance in the United States, just like the outsourced military with Blackwaters, et cetera, et cetera. Now they want to create a private, an agency that would use private contractors. That way they will not have direct control. The Congress will not have direct control over these agencies. It will be more of the Bush administration's, the neocons, intelligence agency, which they will be contracting to basically spying on citizens of the United States. As you know, right now, your phones, even your car by GPS, by satellite, they can be listening to everything you do and say, and every, you know, where you are and what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, the laws in the United States, even though they are breaking them down as we speak, but now they're going by it a different way. They want to bypass Congress, bypass the court, the Supreme Court, by establishing this private intelligence network and outsource intelligence to private contractors. What do you think, Mark?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, anybody who knows anything about the relationship that has existed between the Anti-Defamation League and the Justice Department knows that they already have outsourced that. The ADL has supplied the Justice Department with private intelligence that it has accumulated on American citizens that the Justice Department was not allowed to legally obtain. So as far as I'm concerned, what you're talking about here is that they just plan on putting the ADL on their payroll instead of having the ADL be a self-standing, entity.
Sustained, huh?
Yes, right.
I agree with you because most of these companies, these computer company and technology companies, are in the hands of most of them, a lot of them are in the hands of the Zionists, mainly from Israel. If we know, you know, I mean, we have talked about on this show how many times and the agencies and the companies, the private companies that would be listening on Americans on their phone calls, on their computers, on their basically just from satellites. So I tend to agree with you that instead of just putting the ADL on the payroll. Well, unfortunately, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate everyone who called in, everyone who joined in the chat room, and especially Mark. Thank you very much, and everybody, we will see you next Saturday. Good night, Mark.
Good night. With